ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। So this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 2, Ajamil delivered by the Vishnu Dutas, and text number 5 and 6. So we'll read the number 6 here.
Saha katham
न्यर्पितात्मानं कृतमैत्रम् अचेतनं विश्रम्भणीयो भूतानां शघ्रिणो दुग्धमर्हति। सकथं न्यर्पितात्मानं कृतमैत्रम् अचेतनम् विश्रम्भणीयो भूतानां शघ्रिणो दुग्धमर्हति। सकथं न्यर्पितात्मानं कृतमैत्रमचेतनम् विश्रम्भणीयो भूतानां शघ्रिणो दुग्धमर्हति। सकथं न्यर्पितात्मानं कृतमैत्रमचेतनं विश्रम्भणीयो भूतानां शघ्रिणो दुग्धमर्हति।
Sakatam yapitamanam,
kritamaitramachetanam,
Thank you. It's a 5 and 6 in the line. So I will just give you the word meaning of number 6. Saha, such a person. Katham, how? Nirpita Atmanam, unto the living entity. Who has fully surrendered. Kritamaitram, endowed with good faith and friendship. Achetanam, with undeveloped consciousness. Foolish. Visrambhaniyaha, deserving to be object of faith. Bhutanam, are the living entities. Shagrinaha, who has a soft heart for the good of all people. Dogdhum, to give pain. Arhati, is able. Another translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki. So translation is text number 5 and 6 both together. People in general are not very advanced in knowledge by which to discriminate between religion and irreligion. The innocent, unenlightened citizen is like an ignorant animal sleeping in peace with his head on the lap of its master, faithfully believing in the master's protection. If a leader is actually kind-hearted and deserves to be the object of a living entity's faith, how can he punish or kill a foolish person who has fully surrendered in good faith and friendship? So these are this is the translation of the both texts number 5 and 6. Now the purport. The Sanskrit word Vishwasaghata refers to one who breaks faith or causes a breach of trust. The mass of people should always feel security because of the government's protection. Therefore, how regrettable it is for the government itself to cause a breach of trust and put the citizen in difficulty for political reasons. We actually saw during the partition days in India that although Hindus and Muslims were living together peacefully, manipulation by politicians suddenly arose feelings of hatred between them, and thus Hindus and Muslims killed one another over politics. This is a sign of Kali Yuga. In this age, animals are kept nicely sheltered, completely confident that their master will protect them, but as soon as the animals are fat, they are immediately sent for slaughter. Such cruelty is condemned by Vaishnavas like the Vishnudutas. Indeed, the hellish conditions already described await this sinful man responsible for such suffering. One who betrays the confidence of the living entity who takes shelter of him in a good faith, whether that living entity be a human being or an animal, is extremely sinful. Because such betrayals now go unpunished by the government, all of human society is terribly contaminated. The people of this age are therefore described as mandaha sumandamatayo mandabhagya chupadrutaha. As a consequence of such sinfulness, men are condemned manda, their intelligence is unclear sumandamataya, they are unfortunate mandabhagya, and therefore they are always disturbed by many problems upadrutaha. This is their situation in this life, and After death, they are punished in hellish conditions. Hare Krishna. So here we are hearing from Vishnudutas their clearance about dharma and adharma. Why it's so noisy here? Anyway, this text number starts with Yashyanke Shira Adhaya Loka Svapiti Nirvrita. Yashyanke is on whose lap people sleep, I mean the living entity sleeps with great faith that the master will protect. So in that situation, because he is totally surrendered and he believes, he has trust that the master will protect, so he does not consider about dharma and adharma. Nahi veda swayam dharmam adharmam va nahi veda yatha pashu. Just as an animal, he doesn't know what dharma and what adharma is, but he is being raised by his master, and doesn't know, of course he doesn't know what is dharma and adharma. But then Vishwasagata, in the first word in purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, Vishwasagata, even though you don't see the exact word in this sloka, but you can analyze the Visrambhaniya in the third line, Visrambhaniya, and the last is Dogdham Arati. These two gives another meaning of Vishwasagata, that means betraying or breaching the trust. So, in general you can see those who are keeping animals, what happens after some time, they are sold to someone's hands and ultimately they go to the butcher to slaughter. In the villages, people keep many different kinds of animals, such as, you know, you have cow because they eat, you know, they get milk out of. So, and then they have bulls, so they work on the field with the, you know, using the bull. And they have goats. Some people do drink goat's milk, but not always. I mean, the goats are kept for the economic purpose. You know, you have goat, and then the goat will, you know, produce its children, right? And then after 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, they grow up. And then you sell them at a good price of money, you know. So this is how household expenses are taken care of. I mean, they don't have big bills coming every month, you know, if they have to pay electric bill or, you know, this bill and that bill. They're very pretty simple, because they grow grain and they grow also vegetables, so what else you need? Maybe once or twice a year you need some new clothes. And some money for the children's education. So this is how they can maintain, you know, selling the animals. You know, take care of them for some time, and then in proper time you sell them, and then you get money. So it goes on. But this is, according to Bhagavad philosophy, this is Vishwasaghat. The animal which is raised by you, or being raised, he has total full faith that the master will take care and he will not sell or send somewhere for slaughter. So this should be considered, you know, this animal I am keeping, I should take care, not it should not go first order. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed this point with Kaji. Kaji was making so much disturbance. And Lord Chaitanya one day with all devotees, chanting very loudly, arrived to his home. And though Kaji was hiding, but finally he has to come out and discuss. So Lord Chaitanya asked him, "What kind of dharma you're doing? The cow is giving milk, you drink the milk, right? So since you drink milk, the cow is your mother. And you're using bull to grow grain on the field. So therefore the bull is a father. But you consider yourself such a paka, dharmi, right? One who follows dharma. So what kind of dharma it is that you kill a cow, the mother and father, and you eat?" The Kaji was trying to defeat him, protect himself by giving the logic, arguments from his shastra. As you have Purana, Veda, Purana in your religion, same way we have also Quran, and Quran is said that there is no sin by killing. And also Vedas also recommend to kill cow. So Lord Chaitanya says, no, this is not true. In Vedas, it is never recommended to kill the cow. In the case when the animal gets old and the expert Brahman can sacrifice that animal in order to give him new life, so he gets new body. But in Kali Yuga, there are no such expert Brahman, so these things are forbidden. Astvamedam gavalambham sannyasam palapaitrikam. Lord Chaitanya said these five things are forbidden for Kali Yuga. Astvamedha is not allowed. Astvamedha means you send a horse and you prove your sovereignty, and when the horse comes back, finally the horse is sacrificed. But this is not recommended for Kali Yuga. Gavalambam, killing cow, is not recommended. Sannyasam, taking sannyas, is also not recommended. For the preaching purpose, there is sannyas, otherwise not. And palapaitrikam, they used to offer animal flesh for forefathers in Shraddha. But that is not in Kali Yuga allowed. No. These are four. And the fifth one, I will not tell you. That is what I said. So, in this way, Lord Chaitanya defeated Kaji in this matter of dharma. When people get together, they talk about dharma, in the old ages they used to talk about dharma. What is dharma? We're still doing it here. See, in Mayapur we have devotees coming from all over the world for bhakti shastri and bhakti bhava. What we are talking about? We're talking about dharma. And ultimately conclusion is that Krishna. We end up talking with Krishna. So dharma, you see, Bhakti Shastri, you can ask Bhakti Shastri, the first lesson they do from Bhagavad Gita is Swadharma, right? What is Swadharma? Swayam dharmam adharmam va nahi veda yatha pashu. So Vishnudutas are talking about dharma and adharma. Why they come into that point? Because Yamadutas has started that. As soon as Ajamil cried Narayana, Vishnudutas arrived. But the Yamadutas were there already taking him away. You know? So they stopped. So Yamadutas have surprised to see Vishnudutas, who they are, they never seen him. So they describe their personality and beauty. Oh, you are so effulgent, so beautiful, so good looking, so nice, so bright garments you have, so nice, so wonderful. But why you are stopping us? Why you are stopping us from our duty? Kimartam dharma palanno. Kimartam dharma palasya kinkaranno nishedatha. We are the servant of Dharmapala and we are doing our duty. Why are you stopping us? You are such a wonderful personality, but you are stopping us from doing our dharma, doing our duty. Who are you? So Vishnudutta said, oh, you are the servants of Dharmapala. You consider yourself servant of Dharmapala. So tell us, what is the symptom of dharma and adharma? Tell us that. So Vishnudutas were also, they were a little bit educated. Because since they are hearing from Yamaraj, he is one of the Mahajan. They replied, as much as they had understood, Veda pranihito dharmaha yadharmas tad viparyaya. Whatever is recommended in Veda to be done is dharma. Besides that, everything is adharma. Veda Narayana Sakshat. Veda is Swayam Narayana. Narayana himself. Swayam Bhu. Narayana is Swayam Bhu, means he has no cause. He is causeless. Iti Susrama. This is how we have been hearing from Yamaraj. And they gave a kind of short lecture with the, all reasonings. You know, there are so many witness for a living entity. You know, what a living entity is doing for a whole day. Those activities are being watched by different personalities during the day and night. So one cannot escape from his doing, ill doing. And then they get into the life of Ajamil. And first they glorified Ajamil as he was in his earlier days. He was Ayam hi Sila Shampanna Sila Vritta Gunalaya. He was such a wonderful person. Good character. So scholar, you know, scholarly, have all knowledge of Vedas. All good qualities were in him. But what happened? Suddenly he slipped away because he saw something strange and he started thinking of it. And then Tannimittas Maravyaja Graha Grasto Vichetanaha Tameva Manasha Dhyayan Swadharmad Viraramaha. The scene, what was happening, that we never seen before. So that was very strange, and he tried to control himself, and didn't work. There was a nice movie they made in Bhaktivedanta Manor, some years ago, I guess. Animated personality, the Ajamil, you know, and then his legitimate wife, you know, he was already married though. And he saw these two figures, you know. And then he comes back home, and then his wife says, what happened to you? Seems like something wrong with you. What happened? And Ajamil says, can you simply leave alone? Leave me alone, please. Leave me alone. He said, I'm thinking of something, you know. I can't give it up. I can't stop thinking. Thinking something. He says, don't disturb me. Leave me alone. If you need to go to your parents' house, you go. Let me, you know. So she goes. for a while. And then once he comes back, she saw the another woman came. Jamil, what happened to you? She was soft. Jamil, such a great. Somebody else at home. Hari Bol. So, because of his thinking, and then he couldn't give up. So finally, he has to get that object, that woman, and he lived with her. And then gradually, what happened? He was totally unconscious of his own swadharma, his own practical life, what he had been doing, what he was supposed to do, vichetana, totally forgot, unconscious. Tam eva manasa dhyaya, and he would always think of that woman. That woman. And swadharma, because of thinking of that prostitute, he forgot his swadharma. Swadharma virarama, he slipped away from his swadharma. So what are swadharmas? A Brahman supposed to be patanam patanam caiva. Yajanam yajanam tatha dana pratigrahashchaiva sadete brahmano guna. Six qualities a Brahman is supposed to do. Studying the scripture and teaching, doing sacrifice and performing it for others, and accepting charity and giving it to the Lord. So this thing one is supposed to do. Now what? Ajamila is totally stopped. He is totally away from all this sanskara. Gone. Hari goes. He's somewhere else, a totally different universe, different world. Vishnudutta is describing how much he was attached to that woman. And again, in second sloka also they say, tameva. Poshayan Mudha was so foolish that this woman, he was somehow or other getting money by stealing, by looting, however, getting money, and then he was trying to maintain this woman somehow or other, And then the next he says also that. He was maintaining the children of that woman. They were not all his children. She was already having so many children from somewhere and somewhere, from someone, you know. So he was maintaining. What such a foolish man? If your children you can maintain, why you should maintain somebody else's children? Because he was so attached to that woman, he was maintaining the whole family for no reason. Of course, at the end, he had one child. There's a nice story. I've heard this. I would like to confirm it is authorized or not. The story goes on that Ajamil in his previous life was a rishi. And it was a time when Parasar Muni came to the scene. He wanted to cross the river. So there was no boatman, but there was a boat girl, right? So the boat girl was there, and then Parasar Muni has to cross the river. So Parasar Muni, as soon as he get in the on the boat, and he's also a very great astrologer. And at that time, he suddenly remembered, oh, this very moment is very important. Very, very important muhurta it is. At this moment, if I could have a child, he could be great, great personality. He could compile the Vedas and Upanishads and the Puranas and Shad Shastra Charveda Purana Shara Rasnaya Purusha Janma Hone Apara. He could compile Shad Shastra, four Vedas, 18 Puranas, and what else? So many things. Such a great personality I could have. At this moment, if I could have. He said, oh, this boat girl, she's so fit. So he discussed with her. She was hesitant, but then he said, never mind. You will remain always pure, and nobody will criticize you. But just do this favor to me. I want to have a child from you. So by his yoga shakti, he covered the whole area with fog. So nobody could see. So then, you know, from this girl, Parasara Muni had a child. What's his name? Vyasadeva. Yes, see, the glory of Vyasadeva, you know, right? Who compiled Puranas, Mahabharata, Vedas. So as soon as he came out, out of the scene, this rishi, I forget the name of this, he was watching the show. Well, he didn't see, but he saw something was wrong. He considered it to be wrong. And he said, he laughed at Parasara Muni. Look at the, you consider yourself to be so great, you see, look at the one what you did just now. The Parasara Muni said, what I did is for the great cause. And you can see in the future. But because you offended me by criticizing this act, you will remain for the whole life with a prostitute. Hari Bol. Yeah. Parasara Muni said, this is just for one moment I did for a great cause. You know? Because you didn't appreciate, you criticized me for this, you will, in your next life, you will have to remain with the prostitute for a whole life. So that's what happened. So this rishi in next life was born as Ajamil. Many people describe the name Ajamil, why Ajamil was given to him. The acharyas have given the explanation of Ajamil. Because however, whatever he have done in his life, but at the end of his life, he is going to meet with the Supreme Lord. That's why his name was Ajamil. The inferior meaning could be the Ajam means a prostitute, and Mil, he was bound to meet with the prostitute, therefore his name was Ajamil. But not that, we don't take that. The Acharya have given the first meaning, so that is much more meaningful. So this way, the Ajamil spent life with this prostitute, and Parasara Muni, he felt pity on him. How, you know, I cursed him, but I had to do something to bring him up. So one day Parasara Muni planned to visit him. So in disguise with so many other disciples, Parasara Muni came where Ajamil was, you know, residing in that area. So many disciples. So, you know, it's like they were going to the pilgrimage. So on the way they have to stop. So they came, it was like in evening. They wanted to just stop for that day. And they arrived at the Ajamil's house. Ajamil was still not at home. He was out for his business somewhere, you know, killing, you know, stealing, whatever he was doing. But he was his wife was at home. His, you know, this, we'll say his wife. You know, the name is not given. So they came and they knocked the door, and you know, they asked, "Where is the Brahman?" He said, "Who are you? Where are you coming from? This is not a Brahman's house." You know, say, I'm the prostitute, and he's my husband. He's not Brahman. And you are sadhu. You're not supposed to eat from our house. You know, you will be contaminated. Go somewhere else." Well, okay, we'll go somewhere else. So as soon as they started leaving, this is called Lava Matra Sadhu Sanghe Sarva Siddhiva. One moment of sadhu sangha, you know, she got some change in her mind. Oh my God, such a great personality. Such sadhus came to my house, and I told them to go. That's not nice. I should better keep them here. So she came running and she asked, you know, Maharaj, please stay here. I'm sorry. I ask you to go. You stay here, please. I cannot cook for you because I'm so fallen, I'm so sinful. But at least I can give you some grain, you can cook yourself and you can eat. You stay here today. So give us your association. So they agreed, okay, we'll stay here. So then they started, they put their tents and put their all luggage, belongings, and they started cooking. Some of the expert cook, they started cooking, you know, things were given. So, meantime, Ajamila is coming. So this woman knew that he is coming, but you know, today, the great sadhus are in our home, he should be, I have to make him looking good, looking good. Otherwise, you'll be coming in a dead animal on your shoulder or something, you know. It will be so not nice to see. So she goes on the way when Ajamila is coming and she prepares him, you know, put some dhoti, kurta nicely and throw this animal, you know, don't need put down. So she prepares him very well. And then you see, today is a very special day. All great sadhus are there. And then they are feasting. And you should go, take the blessings from them, and then ask for benediction. And then she said, you know, Ajamila is so fallen that he doesn't know about any sadhu sangha or anything. All this is forgotten, totally in hellish condition. So she teases him. You should go to the Mahatmas, to sadhus, and you ask, you know, you tell that, oh, you are, I'm so fortunate that you have come and you accepted our hospitality, and please tell me what can I do, what service I can offer to you. He said, what you will tell them? So Ajamila said, well, I tell them, oh, you are so fortunate that you came to me, to my house. So please let me know what service I can do, you know, something like that. So he said, no, you are not going to make it. Okay, I will tell, I will do the things, you just go. So Ajamila comes and he, you know, then the acting was done in that way. He said, okay, now what service I can do for you? The sadhu says, now you see, it's this a great fortune that, you know, it's sadhu sangha is achieved by great fortune. So you should, you know, you say, well, since we came and we accepted the food from your house, this is great service you did. But now, once your sadhus, mahatma come to your house, you feed them. After feeding them, you have to also give dakshina. Ajamila is thinking, what dakshina you want? You know, what dakshina I could give you? The sadhu said, well, dakshina, we are not asking for any money from you. We want that you just follow one thing that we are going to tell you. But they have just decided that now he's not going to do it. He's so fallen, he's not going to do anything else, you know. Chanting Hare Krishna, he will not do. Going to take a bath in Ganga every day, will not do. He will not work. You know. Nothing will work. He said, okay, you will have a child very soon. And it is our request from you that you give this child name Narayan. So it's a very tricky idea. So you know, if the little child has name Narayana, and all other children had name like Tinku, Pinku, and you know, W. So now at least your younger child will be Narayana. So you know, he will, you know, chant this name. So you know, at least something will happen. So Ajamila said, okay, we'll accept. So sadhus left by doing this kind of favor. So in due course of time, he has child, and then he was named as Narayana. So Ajamila was calling this little child, you know, as he grew, Narayan, please come, we'll eat. Narayan, come, let's go. Narayan, let's go for a walk. Narayan, come here. Narayan, go sleep. Narayan, wake up. All that thing, you know. Every day, at least, you know, 50, 100 times you were calling Narayan. You know, if not 16 rounds. Yeah. So that was great for him. And he was chanting Narayan without any offenses. Yeah, no offenses. Yeah. So, because there were no devotees, there were no other devotees to criticize or, you know. When we live in the society with so many devotees, and we start criticizing, and then we make offenses. You know. But Ajamil was no offenses. He was chanting so offenselessly. So that was great boon. So at the end of his life, when he saw Yamadutas were coming, you know, Yamadutas were not so beautiful, you know. Terrible looking. Big tusks going out. Big, you know, I can't describe. So when he saw them, he was terrified. Oh, Narayan! Duri kridana kasaktam putram Narayana hoyam plavite nashvaredo chai rajuhava kulendriya. The child was, you know, innocent. He was playing somewhere else. Dure, in distance he was playing. But the father, you know, Ajamil, was already in danger, you know, the Vishnu, you know, when he saw the Yamadutas. He started screaming, Narayan! So because that, he was the most, dear to him, because youngest child. So he called, and as soon as he called his child, Lord Vishnu was aware, he is calling me. The Vishnu Dutas came. So this is how here, you know, Vishnu Dutas come, and because Yamadutas was already trying to take him away, take him going. You know, he did so many sinful activities, you know. Now, there is no other way. He will have to be gone to Yamaloka, and Yamaraj will beat him up, or, you know, give him so many punishments. By then he will be purified. But Vishnu is saying, he is already purified. Ayam hikrita nirvesho janma kottyang asam api yad vyaja hara vivasho. Helplessly he chanted the Lord, name of Lord Narayana. By that, he has already purified not only the sin of this life, millions of lifetimes sins of the other sins of reaction have all gone. You don't know. If you don't believe us, you go back to your master and ask him. He knows. So that's what they did. They went back and they asked, we will hear in the next chapter. Kati santiha shastara? How many controllers are there? We knew only you are. There are many others. Today the new people came and they kick us out. Hari bol. Tell us, how many are they? Yamara said, well, quiet. This is very secret. Because we are very selected people. Very selected few people who know these signs. Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kumara, Kapilu, Manu, Pralhado, Janako, Vishmo, Balirvaya, Shakirvayam. He's slow, speaking very, very slowly. So that nobody else can hear. You know. So we are 12 people, we know these signs. It's the great signs that the ultimate master is Lord Krishna. And by doing his bhakti, you know, by rendering devotional service to him, everybody goes back to Godhead. But keep it secret. Otherwise all these people in hellish condition, they will go. Our business will ruin, you know. So keep your secret, and then again next time keep in mind. Jivva na bhakti bhagavad guna namadheyam cetas chano smarati tat charana arvindam krishnayano namadiya sira ekadapi tana nayatam shato krita vishnu krityan So said, but then what is our duty then? Who we should bring? And who we should bring? And then he said, well, keep in mind. If there is anyone who is dying, who has never uttered the holy name of Krishna, Jihvana Bhakti Bhagavad Guna Nama Dhyam, and who never thought of Krishna from his mind, and who has never bowed down to Krishna with his head, never bowed down to Krishna, bring them. Prabhu Raham Anyanrinam na Vaishnavanam. Yamaraj told them, I am the Lord for other people, other materialistic people, but not Vaishnava. Vaishnavas, I bow down to them. Prabhu Raham Anyanrinam, I am Lord, I am here to punish the other people, materialistic people, sinful people. But those who are, have neck beat, have tilak, and chanting, dancing, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, don't bring them, don't go to them. Hare Krishna. So, this is a very secret message here. We're talking about Bhagavad, Dharma, Dharma, Adharma. You see that the great personalities, whenever they get together, we always talk about Dharma, and then Dharma is always taking to Krishna. What is Dharma? And, there's a lot more to say, but then in summary, I will tell that Yamaraj tells in next chapter also, Dharmam tu Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. The Lord Himself have given the codes and conducts of Dharma. What is that? That we can see. Srila Prabhupada writes in purport that Lord Krishna has mentioned in Bhagavad Gita that Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Raja. This is Dharma. This is Dharma. Now, everything else is Adharma. So, Etavan Sankhya Yogabhyam Swadharma Parinishtaya Janma Lava. Something else I was saying. Janma Lava Parapunsam Ante Narayana Smriti. Remembrance of Lord Narayana at the end of life is the essence of all knowledge, mystic yoga, perfection, and the Varnasram Dharma. We are studying Varnasram Dharma in Bhakti Shastra, remember. Varnasram Dharma. Varnasram Dharma is helpful for Krishna consciousness, but by itself is nothing. Yes? Yeah. Varnasram Dharma, we should follow our prescribed duties as a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Brahmachari, Grihastha, all that things. It is good as long as we are progressing Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is not there, then Varnasram Dharma will just keep you in material world. Even though it's supposed to be bringing you to the platform of God realization. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Any corrections? No, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.